For his part, Atahualpa observed the power of Inca gold and silver to cloud European minds. Precious metals were not valuable in the same way in Tahuantinsuyu because there was no currency. To the Inca ruler, the foreigner's fascination with gold apparently represented his best chance to manipulate the situation to his advantage. He offered to fill a room 22 feet by 17 feet full of gold objects, and two equivalent rooms with silver in exchange for his freedom. Pizarro quickly agreed to the plan. Atahualpa, still in command of the empire, ordered his generals to strip Huasco of its silver and gold. Not having lived in the city since childhood, he had no sentimental feeling for it. He also told his men to slay Huascar, whom they still held captive. All of Huascar's main supporters, and while they were at it, all of Atahualpa's surviving brothers. After his humiliating captivity ended, the Inca seems to have believed the ground would be clear for his rule. Between December 1532 and May 1533, caravans of precious objects, jewelry, fine sculptures, architectural ornamentation, wended on llamaback to Cajamarca. As gold and silver slowly filled the rooms, all of Tahuantinsuyu seemed frozen. It was as if someone had slipped into the Kremlin in 1950 and held Stalin at gunpoint, leaving the nation, accustomed to obeying a tyrant, utterly rudderless. Meanwhile, the waiting Spanish, despite their unprecedented success, grew increasingly fearful and suspicious. When Atahualpa fulfilled his half of the bargain and the ransom was complete, Pizarro melted everything into ingots and shipped them to Spain. The conquistadors did not follow through on their part of the deal. Rather than releasing Atahualpa, they garroted him. Then they marched to Huasco. Almost at a stroke, just 168 men had dealt a devastating blow to the greatest empire on earth. To be sure, their victory was nowhere near complete. Huge, bloody battles still lay ahead. Even after the conquistadors seized Huasco, the empire regrouped in the hinterlands, where it fought off Spanish forces for another 40 years. Yet the scale of Pizarro's triumph at Cajamarca cannot be gainsaid. He had routed a force 50 times larger than his own, won the greatest ransom ever seen, and vanquished a cultural tradition that had lasted 12 millennia, all without suffering a single casualty.